Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the
welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Greg Cazera is our guest, our new friend. He's a past president with the Virginia Oil and Gas Association. He's an oil and gas professional, 35 years in the industry. Greg, thanks again for being here. You got a website that you want to give us for your organization?
Sure. There's two. It's gregcazera.com. And my other one, I've got my book on fracking, the Truth About Hydraulic Fracturing. And there's a lot more detail in there than we can talk about here, but it's justthefracksbook.com.
All right. I don't have that book, by the way, if you want to.
Oh, I will have I'll be happy to send you a copy.
Just the Fracks
and
book.
And for your listeners, it's on Amazon and Barnes and Noble.
Right.
All the other
and that's K-O-Z-E-R-A. GregCazera.com is a website and also the author of the book. Okay, Greg, you were talking about communicating. One of the things we're talking about oil and gas, folks, and we had in the previous segment, Greg gave us a great tour on what's going on with oil and gas. And one of the things that's happening, though, is let's stick now with crude oil. The crude oil is not only what we pay for, affects how we pay at the pump and for our gas for heating our homes and things like that, but it's also a global traded commodity that's speculated on and everything else, but it's also a geopolitical football, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. Matter of fact, think of ISIS, where they get a big chunk of their money is when they sell the crude oil that they've captured on the black market. So
isn't that what made ISIS gave them the strength, the critical mass they've got when they captured the oil fields? When we allowed them to capture the oil fields, they became billionaires at that point, didn't they?
It takes money to run a war, country, whatever. Yeah. And now think what happened. That was at $100 a barrel.
Right.
Now it's like $60 a barrel. That's for you and I. That's a 40%.
Mm-hmm. And so,
it's also been huge for the American consumer. My goodness. It's
right.
Matter of fact, we do a lot of traveling. People are driving. I was at Disney World with grandkids.
Why do you think oil prices dropped from 100 to 60?
It was us. Just like you said,
you think it was demand. Our contribution to the supply drove the prices down.
Because really, demand hasn't changed that much. So all we did was dump a bunch of oil into a stable market. And when that happens, there's only one way that prices are going to go; they're going down.
It also kind of fractured, pardon the pun, the OPEC cohesions too, didn't it? They kind of started rolling each other under the bus after that too, didn't they?
It did. And think about it. When I grew up, OPEC was gone. I mean, whatever OPEC did, whatever they decided,
they controlled our future almost.
More for pump. If there was a war or threat of a war, gasoline prices literally we saw them just 10 years ago literally go up overnight. But who else has gotten hurt? What about Mr. Putin? I mean, Russia runs on oil.
Right. They're a one trick pony.
$50 a barrel versus $100. Wow, that's a big deal for Putin, too.
That's right. Yeah, so the point we're making here, folks, is if you would like for the bad guys to have less funding, and I certainly would, and if you believe that that getting more oil out of the United States is not a bad thing for the marketplace, then if we get a double hit for it by holding down the pocketbooks of people like Putin and ISIS, that's a pretty good trade, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, nobody else has got a better deal out there yet. I mean, think of what's happened. We've been watching ISIS, watching Putin, just wringing our hands. What do we do now? Well, really, the best weapon we've used is the economic weapon.
Mm-hmm.
The American marketplace has driven that price down, thanks to what the oil and gas industry has done. And it's done more probably to hurt
our
enemies than anything.
And, of course, Iran, too.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So what do you think is going to go from here?
You know,
What do you think will be? I know you're not a speculator on prices, but what do you think over the next 3 years? Let's say, what do you think oil will happen with oil?
There's a chance we'll see some upgrade, but I honestly can't figure that we're going to see, even if there's a war in the Middle East, I don't see $4 gasoline in any time soon, because here's what's happened. The only reason we're starting to see this little uptick now is the oil and gas industry, because of when oil prices dropped to $40 a barrel, mm-hmm. that we started laying down rigs, we laid off people, we probably lost a quarter of our workforce so far. So now those wells are still there. Nothing has changed. Matter of fact, some of them have been shut in because an oil well has what we call a flush production. In other words, the first 2 years, you make a lot of oil, and then it kind of levels out. So what producers don't want to do, they don't want to sell their best 2 years of that well at $40.
Right.
They'd rather get a little more for it.
Right. They'd rather push the production down and wait on it, which they can. So it's very interesting. 30s on oil. By the way, Greg's going to stay with us another segment. We're going to talk about coal after this next break. 30 seconds, Greg. Last thoughts on oil and what you see coming at us.
I think the only thing that will slow us down and what scares me is regulations, not at the local level, but at Washington. And I think that's where our industry needs to do a much better job of communicating with the public of what we're doing, not to protect, but for the environment, to improve it, just like you thought, Scott.
Yeah.
Because that's the key.
Hold on to that thought. Greg Kazera is our guest. GregKazera.com is his website. The book website, quickly, Greg?
Just the Frack Man is the name of the book.
Just the Frack
Man. The Truth
Man.
About Hydrofracking and the Next Great American Book.
All right. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.